So, good morning again, guys. Merry Christmas. I was, Andrew only gave me 10 minutes to talk about the incarnation, how God of the universe became flesh. So I'm going to give it my best shot. It should, this thing that has confused and bewildered scholars for 2,000 years, I'm going to do 10 minutes. So let's go. You guys ready? So every Christmas, I'm reminded of this story, and you've probably heard it too. That on December 24th, 1914, the sounds of explosions and gunfires faded away and were replaced by Christmas carols. And the familiar songs stood in stark contrast to the brutality of World War I. Come Christmas Day, both German and Allied forces cautiously emerged from their trenches and they shook hands. They exchanged gifts and they even had a friendly football match there in the middle of a battlefield. Looking back on this amazing day, a German lieutenant commented, "How marvelously wonderful, yet how strange it was." The English officers felt the same way about it. Thus, Christmas, the celebration of love, managed to bring mortal enemies together as friends for a time. I love this story, and I love seeing dramatizations of this story because it's such an amazing example of the power of Christmas. I know a lot of us, not Christmas is not perfect for any of us, but as I walk out my door tomorrow morning, there is going to be a quiet over our community that isn't there any other day of the year. It's a very special day for the world. And here in the States, we have many holidays, and we have holidays for all sorts of reasons, as you guys do as well. We have a holiday to mark our independence. We have a holiday to remember those who served and gave their lives in the military. And we have holidays marking the births of important historical figures such as George Washington and Martin Luther King Jr. But could the birth of a president or a great civil rights activist bring mortal enemies together as friends? I don't think it could. As we celebrate Christmas this year, I want us to remember that we're not just celebrating the birth of a great teacher or a remarkable leader. We are celebrating the moment in history when the infinite God of the universe took on flesh to save his precious creation. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 14, I think this is John's attempt at giving us his, he refers to Jesus as the Word. And so just to kind of help us follow along, I'm going to exchange those things just so we can follow along quicker this morning. And so in John chapter 1, he writes, "In the beginning, Jesus already existed. Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Jesus gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So Jesus became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Before the creation of creation, God was there, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, present in an eternal, loving relationship with each other. This passage from John tells us that not only was Jesus there before creation, but it was through him that all things were made. Colossians chapter 1 puts it this way. It says that Jesus existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we can't see. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. What is Christmas about? It's about how the God of the cosmos humbled himself and took on the form of a helpless baby. Every Christmas, I'm reminded of this, and every year I stand in awe of the thought. God took on flesh to save each and every one of us. The song Arrival by Hillsong has been on repeat this season for me. And in it, it explains this miracle this way. It says, Who is God that he would take our frame, the artisan inside the paint, or breathe the very air his breath sustains, the architect inside the plan? The one who had no start and knows no end became confined in time and tense. The everlasting God, the great I am, in the mercy of a mother's hands. I love that verse. I love those verses. In Luke, we read that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, how she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. The long-awaited king arrived. God had arrived, but not to the cheers and adulations of adoring crowds, but to the bleating of sheep and the excited whispers of shepherds. This is not the kind of arrival that God's people were expecting, but it all happened according to God's perfect plan. God was going to save the world, and it all began with this baby, his one and only son, lying in a feeding trough in Bethlehem. This Advent season, we've been revisiting the Nativity. We've been taking a closer look at each of the persons or group of people present in the Nativity scenes that we set up every year. According to the gospel, we're told that Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds from the hills were present that night that Jesus was born. This morning, I want to ask, what did they experience when they saw Jesus sleeping there in the manger? Would you imagine with me this morning the great joy that would have filled the shepherds' hearts when, after knocking on a dozen or more doors in Bethlehem, they finally found the one that the angels spoke of, Jesus, the Messiah, their Savior. I don't know about you, but when I find something that brings me joy, I want to tell everyone about it. And that's exactly what these shepherds do. They told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them about this child. What about Joseph? I've been in Joseph's shoes twice now. I've sat by my wife's side for hours, feeling completely helpless as my best friend in all the world suffers this tremendous amount of pain of childbirth. There's a great sense of anxiety for a husband and a soon-to-be father in the delivery room. And if Joseph was anything like me, I'm sure he wrestled with some amount of anxiety as he watched the whole process unfold. And if he was anything like me, he also experienced an unexplainable peace when he saw Jesus in Mary's arms, both mother and child safe and healthy. And then there's Mary. This girl who had been chosen to deliver her deliverer was now the mother of the Christ, of the Savior. And like a mother, she treasured every breath that the child took, every coo that he made, every blink of his eyes. And as Jesus grabbed hold of Mary's finger for the first time, you and I both know that her heart was full of love for this little miracle. When the shepherds found Jesus, they found joy. When Joseph saw him, he felt peace. And when Mary held his little hand, she was filled with love. Years later, Jesus would give his life on a cross for them and us so that we could experience these same things. When we find Jesus this Christmas, we will find a joy that this world cannot take away. We know that despite our circumstances, we can be joyful because Jesus has granted us full and eternal life in him. When we see Jesus for who he truly is this Christmas, we will experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in a turbulent year like 2020 has been, those who know Jesus have an inner peace that transcends our present reality. And when we draw near to Jesus this Christmas, we will be drawing near to true love itself. We are no longer enemies of God, but through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into our Heavenly Father's family. And all of this happened because he loves the world that much. Christmas can be a stressful time. It can be easy for us to lose sight of the joy, the peace, and the love that Christ brings each of us as we remember and celebrate his birth. So as we continue to celebrate Christmas together, and as we head into our individual homes to continue those celebrations, I want to invite you in this moment to stand. Would you stand? I would stand, but then my head would be out of the shot, but would you stand? Would you extend your heart, your hands in a posture of reception? You know, I'm not present with you guys to give you a physical gift, but I would love to pray a blessing over you, my family in New Zealand this morning, this Christmas morning. So would you extend your hands in an posture of receiving a blessing? And would you allow me to pray for you this morning? Jesus, I pray that you would bless my family, or that you would bless my family at Blockhouse Bay Community Church, or that you would bless them with the joy and the peace and the love of Christmas. Or that as they spend time with friends and family, and as they feast and exchange gifts, Lord, that they would not lose sight that you are the true reason for this celebration. And Lord, I pray that they would find a moment, just a moment, even if it's only this moment, to gaze upon your face, just as Mary and Joseph and the shepherds did all those years ago, that they would gaze upon you, Jesus, and who you are. And they would be flooded with joy, that they would be overwhelmed with peace, and that they would be filled with your love. And I pray this all in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas to you guys. We love you. We're praying for you, and we cannot wait to celebrate our next Christmas with you.